Oh, praise the Lord. Would you turn with me to the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, just a few scriptures in this 24th chapter that is impressing my heart this morning. And it's the culmination of Joshua's farewell, I'll use this terminology, farewell address to the people of God. They have gone into the Canaan land and subdued much of it, and still not complete. But he gives them a charge, and I feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to the church this morning. Now, this is Old Testament, but I want to apply it to the New Testament, the new covenant in which we now live. In the 14th and 15th verse, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Praise God. I'm going to stop the reading right there. Choose you this day is the theme of this message. Choose you this day whom you will serve. He's telling them that you're at a point now where you have still work to do, and they've settled into the land. And some have gone back to the old ways. But he was encouraging them, exhorting them this morning. And the word that we read is to choose you this day who you will serve. And we didn't read the first part of the chapter, but he goes through and recounts all that the Lord has done to bring them to this very point that they are. He talks about bringing them out of Egypt, about providing Abraham, taking him into Canaan, and giving him Isaac, and then Isaac, Jacob, and Esau, and he goes on, and he Moses and Aaron, and how he brought them out of captivity, how he vanquished the Egyptians in the water, and how he took them into the land of the Amorites, and how he provided for them when the king Balak wanted to bring a curse upon the people of God. He stopped it and provided for them. And here he says, "I brought you in a land that you really didn't earn, a land which you did not labor, cities which you built not and dwell in them, and the vineyards which you planted not, do you now eat?" And I would like to liken that to where we are in Christ Jesus right now. You and I don't deserve to be here. It's only the mercy of God, the grace of God that has brought us to this very thing. That God somehow saw us afar off and snatched us out of this dark world and opened our eyes to the knowledge of the truth, the revelation of Jesus Christ, and convicted us that we were sinners and we were lost and undone, and we needed saving. We needed the power of God in our lives. There was something missing. We maybe had a lot of things and stuff, but it didn't satisfy. There was something within us that was just not satisfied, just not right, and we felt it. And when we caught in the presence of God, when the Holy Spirit caught up with us, like Paul, it was on the way to Damascus, where it was someone spoke to you, or maybe you came to a service, or somehow God spoke to you in the midnight hour, however it came, God convicted your heart and brought you to the revelation and the knowledge that there is a Savior, praise God, and he wants to save you, and he wants to bless you, praise God. He wants you to have eternal life. And now we find ourselves here, praise God, after so many years. And then he's telling them after so many, look at what God has done to bring you to this very hour. And it's humanity that we get comfortable where we are. We rest on our laurels. Sometimes neglecting to be watchful. Sometimes our enthusiasm cools. Men sleep, and tares are sown. The Christian athlete rests, content with the laurels already gained. And God is saying, we got to keep pressing for the kingdom, my brother and sister. Oh, praise God, the temple was beautifully cleansed. But inattention has allowed it to grow filthy. Oh, Lord, would you help us this morning? A wake-up call to the church. Look where you are. Choose you this day. The choice to serve Jesus Christ is not a one-time thing. It's not when we come to Christ, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's every day we have to choose to follow Jesus Christ. Every day we have to exercise in the faith that the Lord help us, praise God, to do His will, to live the life, to not be satisfied with where we are, not to become mechanical in our worship, not to become mechanical in our service to the Lord. But as Paul wrote, he says, I press for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul, you have nothing to prove to anybody. You have done God's work. Look at the churches you have planted. The enemy could say to him, look at all you've accomplished through the Holy Spirit. But look. But he says, oh no, I'm not where I need to be. I haven't arrived yet. I haven't made it. Oh no, I've still got a ways to go. And I don't want to be lost. I don't want to fall along the wayside, praise God, but I press. I press for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Are you pressing for the kingdom this morning? That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. Are you pressing for the kingdom? We sang this morning at the beginning of the service, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, Lord, we need revival in this house, my brother and sister. We need the Holy Spirit to move in a mighty way. We need the power of God to come down, praise God. Why is God hesitating? Why is God waiting? He's waiting on us. He's waiting on the people of God. Do you want revival this morning? Do you want to see the power of God change people's lives? Do you want to see the lost come to the foot of the cross? Oh, yes. Lord, we want those things. Praise God. Then what do you have to do? We got to persevere and we got to press for the kingdom, my brother and sister. Oh, praise God. Sometimes we can get discouraged. And I'll tell you, I've been discouraged at times. And when I think about what the Lord has done, and where he has brought me from and through, praise God, I say shame on me. Lord, because you are able. When we read those scriptures, what is God telling us? And Paul wrote to Ephesians, able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Is God not able to do? Is God not able to revive? Is God not able to save? Is he not able? Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. The Holy Spirit is shouting in my heart. He is able this morning. Praise God. Don't give him limitations. Don't let your faith limit God's power. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us this morning. As we look to you, the author and finisher of the faith, choose you this day whom you will serve. Get out of your comfortable lifestyle. Are you just comfortable where you are? I don't think God wants us to be comfortable. I'm not talking in a physical sense. I'm talking with our spiritual condition. Have we arrived where God wants us to be? Are we at the point where we've achieved and attained all the blessings that God has for us? Absolutely not. And he's saying, church, you got to press. Oh, praise the Lord. In Haggai, I'm thinking, in the prophet wrote, he says, you all have nice houses. And this is in a material sense. You all have nice houses, but the house of the Lord is in disrepair. You're all doing the things of this life, but the house of the Lord is in disrepair. I'm not talking about this physical building. I'm talking about this spiritual building, my brother and sister, the spiritual house, praise God. How is your spiritual house this morning? Oh, praise the Lord. When Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, And after they tried to, they prayed to the god of Baal, a false god, and they cut themselves, and fire didn't fall on their sacrifice, not at all. What was the first thing Elijah did? He repaired the altar. The word of God says that was broken down. He repaired the altar that was broken down, the altar of our heart. How is your altar this morning? Praise God. Do you sacrifice on that altar? Do you come before the Lord and prostrate yourself and say, "Oh Lord, oh do with me, Lord, as you please." Hallelujah. Well, if I get too serious about serving the Lord, I'm going to have to get more active. I'm going to have to give up this and give up that. No, you don't have to give up anything. Because those things don't bring satisfaction. They just bring more trouble and more anguish. It's the things of the Lord, praise God, that give us peace and joy and comfort and satisfaction, praise God. And we need to learn that every day. Oh, Lord, help me to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. I love what Paul wrote to Philippians, I believe it is. Yes, he said, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." That Christ who empowers me, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that empowers me. Well, Brother Ron, I'm in a situation. I've got an unbelieving family. Decisions I made early in my life have dictated where I am now. And God is the great extricator. He's the great one to free you from where you are, praise God. God can set you free. Oh, praise the Lord, let him have his way. Make your commitment, praise God. Joshua was telling the people, "I'm leaving you with this word, choose you this day whom you will serve." Every day you're making a choice. Every day, every time you decide to miss a service, every time you decide to miss a teaching, every time you miss a prayer, every time you don't spend time in meditation with the Lord, you're making a choice. You're making a choice that's going to affect your eternal soul. And Joshua is saying, the Holy Spirit is saying, I should say, choose you this day whom you will serve. Where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put your emphasis, your importance? What priority are you going to give it? Well, I'll go to church if it's convenient. I'll go to church if it suits my lifestyle. If it fits my schedule. Oh, no. It's not just the going to church. It's a heart surrendered to Jesus Christ. Praise God. And when the heart is surrendered to Jesus Christ, we can't get enough of the Holy Spirit. We can't get enough of God's blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. There's something that stirs within us. Oh, praise God. If ever there was a time for the church to rise up in power, if there ever was a time for the church to be turned on and excited by the Holy Spirit, it is today. There's false teachings in the religious world. There's watered down teachings. There's all kind of problems and issues, praise God. We have a world that is hostile toward the Christian. And now is a time, praise God, as we see the days approaching. The end is near, my brother and sister. Jesus Christ is speaking to us, praise God. He warns his church, "Church, be ready. Let your lights be trimmed and burning bright, praise God. Because the bridegroom is coming soon, hallelujah. And he wants you to be ready, praise God." And we have loved ones that we pray for and we say, "Lord, hold back the time. Lord, give us time to pray. Give us time to trust you. Give us time, oh Father, that we may reach to our loved ones, praise God." Oh, hallelujah, Lord, help us. Sometimes maybe we get like the Ephesian church. We read in Revelation, you left your first love. You don't have the passion to serve God. Oh, you're doing all the right things. You come to church 3 times a week and you give your money to the church, but the passion, the love is not there. The deep feeling that to serve him is not there. You left your first love, praise God. Go back and get your first love. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Praise God. And sometimes we're like the church of Laodicea. We're satisfied with where we are. Look, I never used to go to church so much as I do now. I'm doing good. Oh, no, it's not the point. Are you sold out to Jesus Christ? Are you satisfied with your spiritual condition? Oh, Lord, guard our hearts. Lord, let the Holy Spirit speak to us. And Paul wrote to Timothy, he says, stir up the gift that is within you. Stir up the gift that is within you, that Holy Ghost that is within you. Stir it up, praise God. Don't let it become dormant. Don't ignore the signs. Don't ignore the warnings. Don't ignore the calling and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise God this morning. Lord, help us. A time to be busy about his business. Just the events that took place yesterday afternoon and the things that have taken place the last several years just seem to speak to me that, oh, church, all the things that God predicted are coming to pass. It's time for the church to get ready. Time for the church to be prayed up. It's time not for business as usual, but oh Lord, give us a consecrated heart. Give us a heart that wants to see Jesus come. Give us a heart that's praying for revival. Are you praying for revival? You don't have to answer this out loud, but are you praying for revival? Are you praying that, Lord, would you stir up the gift? Would you baptize with the Holy Ghost? Well, maybe you're not convinced you need the Holy Spirit. Maybe that hasn't come to you yet, but brother and sister, let me tell you, read the Word of God, search out God and ask him, do I need this? Do I need the gift? Praise God. You need it and I need it. We need it to live the life and walk the walk. We need it for the power that he gives. The ability to have discernment and make the right choices. Young people, you're going to make choices that are going to affect you the rest of your life. And once they're made, you can't unmake them. It's done. You want to make the right decisions. You want to follow the right leading. You want to follow the right road that God has for you. But you got to seek it. You got to say, Lord, lead me and guide me. Praise God. We just can't, you know, just tiptoe through the tulips and everything's going to work out. No, that's not the way it's going to happen. Because you have an enemy, Satan, who's out to destroy you, who's out to rob you of your salvation. He wants your destruction. Make no mistake about it. I'm not being dramatic. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. And we have to fight him on every angle, praise God. We have to stand strong. We have to put on the armor of God and hold fast, praise God. And he'll take us through. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God, help us this morning. Help us, and we may do according to your will, that we may live the life, praise the name of Jesus. Isaiah records a message to the church. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Oh, hallelujah. Church, awake. Awake. Awake to what's going on. Oh, Lord, help us to be aware of what you're saying to us this morning. Not to come in one ear and out the other when we go home. And we said, well, you know, that was interesting and so on and so forth. But, you know, life goes on. We'll just continue our thing. No, no. It's not that. We're telling you, the Holy Spirit is telling you this morning. The Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. Maybe you haven't made that commitment. Maybe you haven't released yourself to fully follow Jesus Christ. Well, Brother Ron, I've taken the water baptism. Wonderful step. What have you done since then? Well, not much. Are you pursuing the kingdom? Are you seeking the power of God in your life? Are you looking for the direction from the Holy Spirit this morning? Are you satisfied with where you're at? And I pray you're not. I pray that there's a dissatisfaction that comes, that the Holy Spirit convicts our hearts. Lord, help us to arise from where we are and move closer, to pitch our tents closer to the kingdom every day. Praise God. Because time is going on. The crucible with the sands of time are slowly dripping through. I've got kids in their 40s and 50s. I'm still 25 in my mind. 90 in my body sometimes I feel like, but 25 in my mind. Where did it go? Where did it go? Oh Lord, choose you this day. Brother and sister, would you come forward? I don't feel it prolong. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Get out of the comfortable lifestyle. A lot of planning for our vacations. A lot of planning for the things we want to accomplish. You know, when we make our mind up, if there's something we want to obtain, buy, experience, whatever it is, somehow we find a way to do it, don't we? Somehow we find a way to justify it. Sometimes maybe we'll work extra shifts, or we'll save money, or we'll do something, we'll plan, or I'm going to do this. The priority we give it. Same thing with our spiritual life. What priority are you putting on your spiritual life? You're going to face an eternal destination in the future, you and I both. And that's not to be negative or hang crepe. That's reality. They're going to face an eternal destination. And the preparation time is now, my brother and sister. It's now. Are you ready? Are you ready? We preached a few weeks ago, are you ready for the rapture? Oh, brother and sister. Well, I don't know if it's really going to be. I just don't. I got a lot of questions. Well, do you believe the word or not? It goes right back to this. We're not telling you something that our brothers, we got together and let's invent this neat thing called a rapture, and we'll make a doctrine out of it and spread it to the church. No, that didn't happen. It's the word. It's the word. Happily going on our way. Oblivious to the time that is frittered away. See, funeral parlors, visited many, we all have probably. And you can tell sometimes you get a vibe when you walk into the parlor. You get a vibe of people just joking and having a good time. And, you know, well, the person was old. It was their time. You know, that kind of, you know, see, well, you know, you don't get too excited about that. No. This is reality. But people ignore it. People want to, well, it's, you know, one of those things. And they're in a better place. Well, how do you know they're in a better place? Brother and sister, that's our hope. That's our hope. This world is not my home. Don't get too comfortable in this life. Don't get locked into all the things around us and get caught up in all that and struggle. All the things of this life don't satisfy. It's the things of God, the blessings eternal. I was telling the family, we met with them this past week. Our sister Betty was in her 90s, I think 94, if I'm not mistaken, when she passed. But Kath and I had visited her in the hospital a few months ago. We had a wonderful prayer with her. At the end of that prayer, the Holy Spirit took her in power. And she began to manifest in other tongues. And you could sense the presence and the power of God right there. Brother and sister, that's what I want. If I don't make the rapture, if the rapture happens after I pass, that's what I want in my last days. I want to know and feel the presence of God in my soul. I don't want to be asking, well, where, Lord, am I going to make it? Am I going to get in the door? Is it possible? How do I don't want to have that. And there's no reason to have that. Because we have a witness from the Holy Spirit within us. It tells us we belong to Him. The pastor don't have to say, well, you know, brother, you're okay. No, it's not up to me. The Holy Spirit, the power of God, the presence of God will witness within your heart, with your heart. You belong to Him. Our brother Emil, that was testifying just right over there where Brother Stephen's sitting, about that spot. And he said, if I don't praise the Lord, you remember his testimony? If I don't praise the Lord, the rocks are going to cry out. And within a few seconds, he went down. Lord took him home. What a blessing. Can you imagine? If I'm going to go, I want to go in the presence of the saints, in the presence of the church. Praise God. Everyone is different. But we can all have that same assurance. It's real. If you're coming here to check a box, if you're coming here to say, well, you know, I go to a church, and they're a pretty good church, or whatever you think, and that makes me okay. This church doesn't make you okay. Evangelical Full Gospel Assembly don't make you okay. It's God that does it, the Holy Spirit. And He's speaking to us this morning in such a strong way. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Well, I made my decision years ago, but today, who are you choosing by your actions, by your decisions? Who are you choosing to serve? What are you telling Jesus Christ? What are you telling Him in your decisions? Remember the marriage supper? I'm going to close, I promise. The marriage supper when they all... They said, go out and ask them to come. They were bidden to come initially. They received the invitation. They got a save the day note. You know, they send those out today, save the day. But when it came time, I said, oh, I'm busy. I got this to do, and I got that to do, and I got a yoke of oxen, and I just bought some land, and I got things to do. Too busy. Too tied up, too distracted, whatever the case may be. Someone else will take your place. Lord, help us this morning. Choose you this day whom you will serve. A serious question. Is there hope for me, Brother Ron? I've not made right decisions in my past life. That's okay. God knows. God understands. Put it under the blood of Jesus and say, Lord, help me from this point on. I want to live for you. I want to make the decisions that are going to guarantee they're going to give me eternal life. I want to follow you because it's wonderful. It's a beautiful life. With Christ Jesus. The big lie is what's out there. I like the beer commercial. I forget which one it was. They're there in the camping out, and they're, you know, in the woods, and it was just beautiful, and they're drinking their beer, and it doesn't get any better than this. Brother, I got news for you. If that's what you think, it's better than this, you're missing a lot, praise God. When I see the Holy Ghost fall and I feel the presence of God and the power of God sweeps over my heart and over the congregation, that's when it doesn't get any better than that, praise God. When we feel His presence, the reality that in Christ Jesus. Lord, will You help us? Help us in these days to turn our eyes onto You and to make those decisions to follow You. May the name of the Lord be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?